You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. And today we will cover the Fortnite Save the World version 23.30 home base status report. The version 23.30 update in Save the World brings the second and third week of War Games, an update to when several quest lines change and a reloading change. Also, certain heroes become available once again. War Games, Week 2, Mist Pods. Week 2 begins Thursday, February 2nd, 2023. Peas are in the pod and bosses are in the base. Take down the Mist Pods quickly or else tougher enemies will emerge. War Games, Week 3, Space Rocks. Week 3 starts Thursday, February 9th. It's all coming down in this war game simulation. Defend your fort while massive meteorites pour in. Quest changes. With the start of the Mild Meadows Venture season, we'll be adjusting the end dates of quest lines available during the season. We're making this adjustment because having too many narrative quests running simultaneously can make it hard to follow the stories, especially for new and returning players who join late in a season. The following quest lines have had their end date changed or have been moved from the season. The Blockbuster quest line remains unchanged and will last the entire season. The No Dancing quest line has been shortened to 4 weeks and will run from February 9th to March 8th. The Valor questline will run for 4 weeks, from March 9th to April 5th. The Brawl of the Wild questline has been moved from this venture season and will return in the next venture season. No Dancing questline. Get ready for Love Defense 101. The dreaded Love Storm has returned, and according to our most trusted major, this is an extremely dangerous threat. Stop this lovely phenomenon from hitting home base to have the premier matchmaker, Stoneheart Farah, join your squad after completing the quest line. Stoneheart Farah has Cupid Arrow and Cupid's Arrow Plus. Heroes return. The Heroes, Razor, and Kurohamora are available again. They can be earned via the arcade cabinet quests. If you've already completed these quests but don't have the heroes, you'll receive them in a gift box in-game. They can also be recruited from the collection book. New reloading gameplay changes. Most ranged weapons in Save the World can now be reloaded while you're aiming down sights, making it easier to keep a bead on your targets as you're reloading. Weapons with a zoom scope are the exception. Those will retain the old behavior and pull out to the regular and third person, to the regular third person view while reloading. Event and weekly store. Snuggle Specialist Sarah, February 2nd at 7 p.m. Eastern. Has Tale of the Dragon and Tale of the Dragon Plus. We get Love Ranger Jonesy, February 9th at 7 p.m. Eastern, who has Power Impact and Power Impact Plus. The Heartbreaker Crossbow, February 9th at 7 p.m. Eastern. This piercing bow is skilled at breaking two things, hearts and husks. And they got a couple of bug fixes in the game. And that is your version 23.30 home base status report. There you go, there's Save the World. Again, it seems like, you know, they're doing minimal things around Save the World nowadays. but it's still there if you'd like to play. For now, let's go look at some of the LTMs that we can play. Boom. Okay. Let's see. We are getting things like the Kid Leroy's Wild Dreams still here, of course. Survive 100 Days in Prison. We have Go Goated, Zone Wars, Dragon Ball Adventure, Troll Bed Wars, Bed Wars Clombos, Panville Bed Wars, Paradise City, Bumper Cars, Floating Island, Open World Driving, Hoverboard. We got True Town, Zone Wars, Standoff, Redux, Gun Game, and a whole lot more to be discovered in that Discover tab. Let's look at these weekly quests. Deploy Guardian Shields. Again, pretty self-explanatory, right? you gotta pick one up and then deploy it. You gotta do that 5 times. Damage players with the Excalibur rifle, 1,000 damage in total. You know what I'm gonna say. It's Team Rumble is gonna make this super easy to do in a single match. So that's where I would go get that done, because you're gonna have plenty of targets and a lot of people around, so you'll, and you respawn, so you'll get plenty of chances to hit people with that thing. All right, let's head on over to that item shop and see what's in the item shop today. Okay, nice. We got Keep Up Radio's locker bundle still there, the Kid Leroy items, the Dragon Ball items still here, and then we have the Commando outfit for 800. Arctica outfit with Modern Summit Backbling for 1,200, Double Dagger Harvesting Tool for 500, Headbanger Emote for 500, Clean Groove Emote for 500, Sequined Wrap for 300. We get the Prehistoric Party Bundle, which is Tricera Ops outfit, Hatchling Backbling, Rex outfit, Scaly Backbling, Fossil Flyer Glider, Triassic Wrap, Dino Wrap, and the Roar Emote for 2,700, which is 2,900 off the total. The Tricera Ops outfit with Hatchling Backbling is 2,000 separately. Rex outfit with Scaly Backbling is 2,000. The Fossil Flyer Glider is 500. The Roar Emote is 500. Triassic Wrap is 300. The Dino Wrap is 300. We have the Anthea outfit with the Steel Feather Shield Backbling for 1,500. We have the Moro outfit, Vanquisher Oaths Backbling, and Destiny's Edge Harvesting Tool for 1,800. The Hunting Song Harvesting Tool for 800. Dawn's Promise Glider for 800. Illustrated Wrap for 300. We have the Mecha Weapons Team Bundle. So it's got Mecha Strike Navigator and Mecha Strike Defender outfits, the Battle Stances emote for a total of 2,000, which is 800 off the total. Separately, the Mecha Strike Navigator outfit with the Battle Stances emote, 1,400. The Mecha Strike Defender outfit with the Battle Stances emote is 1,400. We have the Toy Trooper outfit for 800, Plastic Patroller outfit for 800, the Toy Soldier Wrap with a bundle which has the green toy, gray toy, and red plastic wraps for 400. We have the Slingshot outfit for 800, Victory Lap Harvesting Tool for 500, the Dark Triceratops outfit with Dark Hatchling Backbling for 1,200, Dark Rex outfit with Dark Scaly Backbling for 1,200, the Dark Binos Harvesting Tool for 800. We're back at the beginning, so let's keep going here. We have the Love is in the Air section. Let's see here. I'm not gonna go over every single one of these either. We do have a new wrap, the Crushin wrap, for 500. It's got it's black and white and pink and roses on it. It's got a heart with a crown on it floating on the front. Pretty cool on that one. But just know, if you want Valentine's Day themed outfits, there's a ton in the item shop right now, so go check those out. But you can get any and all of these. You can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. Now, for my item of the day. Oh my goodness, this is a tough one. Let's see, what am I gonna go with? There's two that I'm having a hard time deciding which one to go with, and I'm going to go let's see what is this one? And this one, I'm going to go with the Scully outfit. We got the Scully outfit, that a Scully satchel back bling. It's got the quests to get additional styles for Scully, but it has some cool styles anyways, the heart style that you're going to be able to get, which is going to be great for the Valentine's Day themed stuff that we got going on. So I would definitely get that one. The other one I was gonna say was Bullseye. That comes in a close second, but I do really like the Scully outfit, and then especially again that the heart style where it's all like white and light pink. I really like that style, and I like that I have this one already that was gifted to me from Mudcats a long time ago. I still really love this one. All right, but that is going to be the episode for today. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout-out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.